Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice, be glad in it. And the word of God is good all the time. Thankful, grateful, and as always blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in God's word. And today our title is, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Hallelujah. Are you calling on the name of the Lord today? I just have a prayer this morning we're going to start off with from our 365 days of prayer for life, growing wiser on this August 10th day of the year. And I'm grateful the sun is shining because yesterday we had a lot of rain. I had to do some traveling for work and for family on yesterday. And I'm a little congested because the rain was out and it was a lot. It was actually blinker rain on yesterday. Well, you know that rain where everybody has to put their blinkers on for the people behind them to be able to see where they are. That's the kind of rain we were having yesterday. And I'm grateful that God gave us all traveling grace. So thanking the Lord today. Because we did see a van off in a ditch that had slid off the road from the rain. So, and another one that had been in an accident because it probably couldn't see the traffic, but the rain brought us safely to and from our destination. And so the word that God gave in our prayer for this morning is growing wiser. The wisdom from above is always pure, filled with peace, considerate, and teachable. It is filled with love and never displays prejudice or hypocrisy in any form. James 3 and 17, TPT. God of all wisdom, your understanding is unmatched. Your insights are pinpointed, your pinpoint accuracy. Who else has that type of track record? Your wisdom is saturated with the fruit of the Spirit, giving life to all who taste its bounty. As I seek you, may I be filled with your knowledge that goes above and beyond any that I could find in even the most prestigious universities on earth. When I look for you, I find you. I don't have to pay you a fee for your time. How unlike the world's way. Your pure wisdom gives me life as I submit to your advice. I could not find a better counselor. You are the best there is. You are unbiased and generous. Oh, how I want to be more like you. As I know you more, it is much easier to spot those who have no idea what they're talking about. May I stay close to you, lean into your love, submitted to your heart, and always ready to respond. I love you. Does wisdom look like in your life? Heavenly Father God, we come again asking you to increase as we decrease. Father God, we ask that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. Lord God, as I speak and read your word, I ask you, Father God, to give me what to say, what to speak, and when to keep my tongue behind my teeth. Father God, I ask for your wisdom this morning. I ask for your grace, Lord God. I ask for you to speak through my voice, God. For you know what is going on with it, God. because you are in charge of everything. Lord God, I lift up this holy word that someone who hears it and does not know Jesus will get to know him today. Someone who does not understand that your mercy and your grace, may they find peace in your word today. And Father God, as I pray every day, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. And I lift this word up to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, family, thank you for your prayers as I have had to deal with this situation of bronchitis and allergies. I thank you and continue praying for me as I continue praying for you. And so as I take my breath this morning, thanking God for it, the word of God we are coming out of this morning is Job chapter 11 through chapter 12, verse 25. The 94th Psalm, verses 1 through 11. Proverbs chapter 22, verses 24 through 25. And our title word this morning is again coming out of the book of Romans, and we are coming out of chapter 10, verses 1 through 21. And the word of God says this morning, now understand this, the backdrop for those that are just joining us. We are in the book of Job, and Job has been visited by his friends who are in the process of telling him why he's going through. And in their minds, he is going through because he must have done something. He must have sinned in some kind of way against God. And so they are giving him the what for and the why he's going through. And understand that Job is not somebody to play with, because Job's going to tell you off. He's going to plead his case, and he will do that after Zophar, the Naamahite, answers and said. So he's responding to what Job said on yesterday. And he says, should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be vindicated? Should your empty talk make men hold their peace? And when you mock, should no one rebuke you? But you have said, my doctrine is pure, that God would speak and open his lips against you, that he would show you the secrets of wisdom. For they would double your prudence. Know therefore that God exacts from you less than your iniquity deserves. So they telling him, you know, God is giving you less than what you should, because you know you're not sinning. He said, can you search out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than heaven. What can you do? Deeper than Sheol, what can you know? Their measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he passes by, imprisons and gathers to judgment, then who can hinder him? For he knows the deceitful man. He sees wickedness also. Will he not then consider it? For an empty-headed man will be wise, but a wild donkey colt is born a man. If you would prepare your heart and stretch out your hands toward him. If iniquity were in your hand and you put it far away, and will not let wickedness dwell in your tent, then surely you could lift up your face without spot. Because remember, Job is covered in boils from head to toe. He is covered in boils. So personally, I thought this was kind of a slight, so your face would not be covered in spots. Tacky, I think, but anyway. This is his friend. Yes, you can be steadfast and not fear, because you will forget your misery and remember it as waters that have passed away. And your life would be brighter than noonday. Though you were dark, you would be like the morning. And you would be secure because there is hope. Yes, you would dig around you and take your rest in safety. You would also lie down and no one would make you afraid. Yes, many would court your favor, but the eyes of the wicked will fail. And they shall not escape in the hope loss of life. Now, again, this is his friend. And we'll do chapter 11 and chapter 12, life lessons, after we finish chapter 12 of Job. And it says, then Job answered and said, no doubt you are the people, and wisdom will die with you. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Indeed, who does not know such things as these? I am one mocked by his friends who called on God and he answered them. The just and blameless who is ridiculed. A lamp is despised in the thought of one who is at ease. It is made ready for those whose feet slip. The tent of robbers prosper. And those who provoke God are secure in what God provides by his hand. But now ask the beasts, and they will teach you, and the birds of the air, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, and the fish of the sea will explain to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this, in whose hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? Does not the ear test words and the mouth taste its food? Wisdom is with aged men and with length of days understanding. With him are wisdom and strength. He has counsel and understanding. If he breaks a thing down, it cannot be revealed. If he imprisons a man, there can be no release. If he withholds the waters, they dry up. If he sends them out, they overwhelm the earth. With him are strength and prudence. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leads counselors away, plunder, and make fools of the judges. He loosens the bonds of kings and binds their waist with the belt. He leads princes away plundered and overthrows the mighty. He deprives the trusted ones of speech and takes away the discernment of the elders. He pours contempt on princes, the mighty. He uncovers deep things out of darkness and brings the shadow of death to light. He makes nations great and destroys them. He enlarges nations and guides them. He takes away the understanding of the chiefs of the people of the earth and makes them wander in a pathless wilderness. They grope in the dark without light, and he makes them stagger like drunken men. And as we go back through the life lessons from chapter 10 and chapter 11 and chapter 12 of Job, Dr. Stanley tells us that in Job 11 and 7, and our words just can search out the deep things of God. Dr. Stanley says, Zophar asks good questions, but he should have directed them at himself, not merely at Job. God is in heaven, the Bible tells us, and you on earth, therefore, let your words be you. Ecclesiastes 5 and 2. And I ask God to help me with that, to just be quiet sometimes, easy to talk. And, you know, there's nothing like somebody talking over you, trying to get their word out before you can even ask the question. I finish what you have to say. And I have to say sometimes I have that awful habit. And I'm asking God, Lord, please take that away from me. Because sometimes you just need to be quiet because somebody just wants someone to listen. They don't need an opinion. They don't need anything but you to be quiet. You know, we got to be quiet and just listen. Listen, listen, listen. As the little boy said, listen, Linda. We got to have a listen, Linda, in our spirit. You know, and be quiet and let God be in charge of everything. And as we go back into this word, it says this, I am one mocked by his friends, the just and blameless, who is ridiculed. God had called Job a blameless and upright man and shunned evil, Job 1:8. And yet Job's friends mocked and ridiculed him in his distress. When will we learn the truth of Matthew 12:7, that God desires mercy? We got to be merciful. When somebody's going through, we don't need to talk about them like junkyard dogs. We don't need to ridicule them. We don't need to put them down. We don't need to tell them or give them a piece of your mind or any of that foolishness. We've got to pray and lift up, not tear down. It's so easy. How many people have torn you down and made you feel less than? So then think about how it feels for you to do the same thing to them. You know, I don't know why she's doing that show when she can't hardly talk. Because God told me to. And God will help my voice get better. You know, we got to stop putting people down, but lift them up. And in Job 12:13, with him all wisdom and strength, he has counsel and understanding, especially when we find ourselves in painful and distressing circumstances. We must turn to the Lord for his wisdom and strength and guidance and knowledge. Where else can we go to find the help we need? I'm going to God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. I give myself away for the Father to use me, because it's not about me. It is about him. It is about his word. And I give it over to him and say, Lord, speak through me. Heal my learning. Heal my body. Give me what to say, God. I am your vessel to be used by you. For you are the potter and I'm the clay. God is in charge of everything. And as I go back, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I call on the name of Jesus this morning. I lift my voice to the Lord this morning. I ask God to heal me this morning. I believe I will be healed. Hallelujah. 94th Psalm. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth. Rise up, O render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, how long will the wicked triumph? They utter speech and speak insolent things. All the workers of iniquity boast in themselves. They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Wow. Yet they say, the Lord does not see, nor does the God of Jacob understand. Understand, God sees and knows everything among the people. And you fools, when will you be wise? You who planted the ear shall hear. He who formed the eye, shall he not see? He who instructs the nations, shall he not correct? He who teaches man knowledge, the Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile. 22:24-25. Make no friendship with an angry man. Whoa. And that goes for an angry woman too. But we know that man encompasses everybody in the word of God. It says, with a furious man, do not go, lest you learn his ways and set a snare for your soul. for him and her. Make no friendship with an angry person. I'm going to say that. And with a furious person, do not go, lest you learn their ways and set a snare for your soul. We got to be careful who we hang out with. Don't go with just any old person. Don't be going down to the boo-boo and them's and hella houses. Because I'm going to tell you, those folks will have you in the pits of hell. And you'll wonder why you're there. And then why you so mad. Mad at everything. Just all of a sudden, you who is a calm, cool, collected person is fussy and angry and don't know why. You don't know why all of a sudden you're just feeling some kind of way. And then you're right back with that person. Everything is this, that, and the other, and they're always mad and angry. And you wonder why you're feeling this way. Because you've allowed that spirit to jump on you, lest you learn its ways and set a snare for your soul. Again, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We got to call on Jesus. In Job, they need to know the name of the Lord and call on him. You sit in judgment of your friend. As you sit in judgment so far of your friend, learn how to call on the name of the Lord. Job is trying. He's so trying. But he also needs to call on the name of the Lord. And I love the word in our psalm. O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shout forth. Calling on the name of the Lord. When you're around somebody who's angry all the time, you got to call on the name of the Lord. God is in charge of everything. Call the name of the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord. Romans chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. But they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Whew, I'm going to read that again. That's one of them powerful words. And all I can say is Paul knows he was preaching. But Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteous of faith speak in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart, the word of faith which we preach. Again, I have no heaven or no hell to send anybody into. We can't say, well, they need to go to, they need to go to hell, and they need to go to heaven. And no, we don't have that. We don't know anybody's soul. We don't know anything. Only God sees the 100 of anybody. We may only see the surface. We don't see the heart. We've got to stop putting our mouth on folks, wanting to send them here and there. We are not God, and we have no judgment. We cannot judge anyone. And I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about me. I got to stop speaking things that are not. We got to start speaking positives over our children, over our families, over those that we love, over our friends, over the acquaintance, over the lady at the store who just looks beat down. We got to speak life. We got to speak positive. We got to quit putting our mouths on folks. We got to ask God, give them a clean heart and a right spirit within them as you give me a clean heart and a right spirit within me. Because we don't want to go to hell either. Or sure, we don't want to wind up in the abyss. I want to see Jesus. I want to make it through the gate. I want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. Not because of works, but because of faith. Because I know whose name to call on. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm calling on Jesus because I want to be saved. I want to make it in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You will be saved. That's salvation. When somebody says, how can I be saved? It is this, that you confess with your mouth, Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You will be saved. You are saved. I believe, Lord Jesus. I know he was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. No, he intercedes and travels with me and walks with me and holds me in the midnight hour. He hears my cries. He hears my prayers. I know that I know he does. But he is God and he loves me. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. And as we go forth, it says this, but the scripture says, whoever believes, but with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Do you believe in Jesus this morning? Do you call on his name? Do you believe? For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, my Savior, Jesus. We got to understand who we belong to. And it says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? You got to believe first before you call on Jesus. What did the sons of Sceva find out as they try to exorcise a demon? And what did that demon look at him and say, huh, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but I don't know you. The absolute tar out of it. Sons went a-running because that one man filled with demons beat them down and stripped them naked. Don't mess with somebody when you don't know the name of Jesus because you don't know what demonic spirit they may possess. You better stay away from folks. We got to understand Jesus they know. Paul they know. But do they know you as a child of God? Gotta know who we belong to. I am grateful that the Lord speaks through me. I am grateful. I know the name of Jesus and Yeshua too. Now then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed. And how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Tell folks who Jesus is. that he is my Lord. He is my Savior. He is my absolute. He is my everything. And he covers me. Hallelujah. He covers me. And all I can say is thank you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. And it tells us, and how shall they hear without a preacher? Lord, give me the words to say. Shall they preach unless they are sent? Come on now. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of, say it again, Romans 10 and 17. So then faith by hearing, and hearing by the word of, faith is my ministry. And I tell you, we have got to hear. We got to quit preaching fluff and start preaching the word of God. Because we have not taught them the word of God. God, teach the word of God. Faith by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed. The sound has gone out to all the earth. Words to the ends of the world. As I speak the word of God over this radio airwaves, it goes out all over the world. God, find him in the scriptures that I read because it's my assignment. The enemy can try his best to take my voice, but I'm going to speak if I speak in a soft tone. But God said, today, you're going to speak my word. Don't be afraid. I will give you your voice. I will give you what you need. And he has done so. The sound has gone out to all the earth and the words to the ends of the world. But I say, did Israel not know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move you to anger by foolish nations. By a foolish nation. I pray we are not that foolish nation. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. But to Israel, he says, all day long, I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. We can't be disobedient. We can't be contrary. We got to learn how to call on the name of Jesus. We got to know the name of the Lord so we are saved, so we are set free, so we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, somebody. In Romans 10 and 4, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. When we place our faith in Christ, God looks at us just as he looks at Jesus, who completely obeyed the whole law without exception, without fault. The perfect record you got to stand. And a life lesson from my title this morning is this. Romans 10 and 13. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In Romans 10 and 13. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Calling on the name of Jesus today. God never offers salvation to someone and then pulls the rug out from under him when he tries to accept the gracious offer. Everyone who puts their faith in Christ will be saved and will receive eternal life. I put my hope in you. I put my faith in you. Jesus, I call on your name for healing this morning. Hallelujah. I believe that God can and will. Heal our minds. Heal our bodies. Give us strength. Call on the name of Jesus this morning. Jesus, I call on you. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to have a hallelujah, 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 the highest praise in our vocabulary. Did you wake up this morning with your mind on Jesus? Romans 10 and 17, as we read it, we read again. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That we need to know in regard to salvation, what it is, why we need it, how we can receive it, can be found in God's word. God blesses us. Hear his promises and respond in faith to them. Hallelujah. Started this show this morning. I could barely speak. But the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, on me, when you call on the name of Jesus. I called and he answered. I say, thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is this why we confess the resurrection to be saved? We must confess the resurrection. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe he is the Son of God. I believe that he died on Calvary's cross. I believe he was buried. I believe he rose on the third to heaven. I believe he sits on the right hand of God, interceding for me daily. I believe in the resurrection of Jesus. I believe. We got to say who we are. I am saved, set free, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus to the highest mountain. And it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Hallelujah. As the psalmist said, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. In Romans 10, 8 and 9, Paul declares, the word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith. Preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. A lot of religions claim to have the truth of salvation. But of all the prophets who have lived in this world, all of them are dead except one. Unfortunately, those dead prophets can do nothing for us, and neither can their religion. However, right, not only the one living prophet, but the Savior of the world has condemned. Come on now. Death could not hold him down. He is the risen King. His grave is empty and he sits at the right hand of the Father in heaven. And doing, he is interceding on our behalf before God. Dr. Stanley is preaching my word this morning. Jesus came to earth not only to teach, preach, heal, and forgive us, but to give us resurrection life. Paul writes, the Father of glory gives to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation is the knowledge of him. That you, oh hallelujah, you may know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Ooh, hallelujah. We have the power of God in our lives, the power that defeats death can change. We faith conquer more power than that. Not only that, but Christ gives us the hope of heaven, encouragement of knowing that we need never fear death. Similarly, our loved ones are not doomed to the cold caskets of the world. Die in Christ as believers. They are in the presence of Almighty God already. One day, when Christ returns, they will be raised in bodily resurrection. We will join them, and we will all be transformed to the redeemed heavenly bodies that we will have for all eternity. This is just a shell. Don't get caught up in, oh, I'm too fat, or I'm too small, I'm too dark, I'm too light, I'm too this, or I'm too that. Don't worry about it, shell. A shell. It's not who you are or who you will become. You are a spiritual being living in an earthly body. And remember, it's a shell. Don't get caught up in the foolishness of allowing body shaming to come into your life. Don't worry about it. Take care of it. Right. Do what the doctor tells you to do and pray to God to take you off any medications that you own, that one day you will be completely healed from whatever it is. High blood pressure, talking about me. Diabetes. What is it? Heart conditions. COPD. Bronchitis. I'm praying from healing from it. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the breath that I read, that I can speak, because I didn't start off so well this morning. But God, come on now. Calling on the name of Jesus will heal your body, will give you breath in it. I thank God this morning. Hallelujah. And it says, so then we do, why do we confess the resurrection? Because it is the most encouraging word ever. Is risen. I said again, Christ is risen. The Holy Ghost, Christ risen. So that since Christ has risen, we will too, not only from the death that awaits the individual, but from all the misery the world contains. And if you need to see the scriptures, the back of what it says, Romans 6, 4 through 11, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 20 through 22, 2 Corinthians, Philippians chapter 3, 10 and 11. We got to know who we are. Confess the resurrection. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how we saved? Through confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross to take the sins of the world. He was beaten for our iniquities. Whew. He was beaten. He was chastised for our iniquities. By his stripes we are healed from our infirmity. He has given us breath and a body, given us faith to believe that he is the Son of God, and he is the Christ, and he has risen. As the song says, he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. Jesus Christ. Got to know who we belong to. Is the Lord. Hallelujah. Confess with your mouth who Jesus is. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whatever you're going through today, I was going through when I opened up this word this morning. But we got to call on the name of Jesus and watch him work in our life. Give honor to the Lord today. Trust in him today. Call on his name today. And know you are saved today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Mighty word this morning. Today. Hallelujah. I believe. Resurrected Savior. I believe is the Son of God. Please, on the right hand of the Father. I believe he has saved my soul. Hallelujah. Are you trusting in the Lord today? Are you calling on the name of Jesus today? For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall today. And watch him work in your life. And as we get ready to wrap up this morning, a word from my sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And the word for this morning is this. God will take what the enemy meant for bad, make it for your triumphant Thursday, family. Know that God has got you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. The blood of Jesus who saved your soul. And one day we will see him as he comes in the clouds. Hallelujah. As we are raised from the dead to meet him in the air. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. And he loves you more than anything. Have a great day, family. If there's anyone that God has given a word, now is the time to push that one. Because I have to go to work. So I'll say to you today, tell God thank you. Tell God thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your son. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Well, you have a caller this morning. Caller 7959, your line is open.
Good morning. I just want to say praise the Lord on this new day, new grace and new mercy. I thank the Lord. Good morning.
We can hear you, Evangelist.
Okay, I just want to thank the Lord for this new day, new grace, and new mercy. I just want to let my family know all over the nation, those that know me and those that know me not, that we have to forgive. No matter what is dug out of the sea of forgiveness of our past, we have to forgive because we know that we are forgiven. And God never turns his back on us. So we cannot turn our back on our loved ones, on our siblings, our children. No matter what words have been spoken, we have to forgive, and we can't turn our back. So give God praise anyhow, because when
Hallelujah.
Praises go up, blessings come down, and give God the highest praise. Hallelujah on today. And let thy will be done, not our will. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hang on, Evangelist, and we're going to let you pray us out this morning. Praise the Lord, somebody. I just can't say it again, but Praise the Lord with me, Evangelist. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
glory,
your
glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Oh, we lift you up. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for your grace and your mercy.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Call on the name of the Lord this morning.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we can never forget. Oh,
Shabbalah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's none like it.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
None like
you. Thank you, Lord.
None like
you.
Hallelujah.
That light.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I pray, as I pray,
glory
out,
to God.
May the Lord watch between me and thee.
Between me and
while
thee.
We're absent,
while
one,
we're
from
absent
each other.
One from
in
each
Jesus
other.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus'
I
name.
I pray over you and yours.
You
have
Lord.
A blessed and holy and gracious
yes.
and mighty day. Knowing
yes.
that you are
yes.
not alone.
Hallelujah.
You wherever you go.
Yes.
His
Hallelujah.
Word says so. And I trust
glory, glory.
His word. Evangelist, praise out this morning.
Heavenly Father, we come unto you, giving you all the glory, honor, praise, and worship. We give you the highest praise, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all the traveling grace all week long, Father God. We thank you for the word that Pastor Jesse went forth. Hallelujah. God gives us hallelujah, chances, but he gives us many chances. And so I'm just grateful for the word. I'm grateful, Father God, how my table family went forth, Father God, and hallelujah, just served me and my family as we had the time to, hallelujah, just praise God because he called my grandbaby on home, hallelujah, to the heavens. I thank you for Pastor Bridget. I thank you for Pastor Jesse. I thank you for Pastor Washington. I thank you for many, oh God. I don't have time to thank God for everyone name by name, but hallelujah, they know who they are, and you know who they are. And I ask you to bless them 100-fold. Bless, hallelujah, Blog Radio 100-fold. Bless, hallelujah, the Pack Back Program 100-fold at the Table of Life Ministry. I thank you, Lord, for blessing Evangelist Teresa, oh God, as she moves forward and always praying up over the ministry, oh God. Ask them for specific prayers for each and every one of us, even though I'm not in Springfield at the table, but my heart is there, and I will still always be a member there. Hallelujah. Even though I'm in Wichita, I have another pastor, another ministry, hallelujah, that I'm under. But hallelujah, I thank God for my pastor, Jesse. I thank God, hallelujah, for all, hallelujah, that is before me because it's an assignment from God. So I trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and I lean not to my own understanding, but in all thy ways I acknowledge thee, and he shall direct our path, family. Those that are listening, always remember in Jesus' name that he will direct your path. Just seek his face in the name of Jesus, and you can't go wrong. Be in the will of God, and you can't go wrong because he is God, and he is God Almighty. There ain't nothing he can't do. There ain't a heart he can't fix. There ain't a mind he can't regulate, and there ain't a path that he can't ordain. So I thank you, Father God, for this time to be able to pray out. I ask you to protect everyone as they travel today and give them all that they need because the Lord is their shepherd and they shall not want. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen for the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much, my sister in Christ, Evangelist Shannon. We appreciate you. We appreciate you coming on. We appreciate you praying. This is a prayer warrior. This is my prayer partner. We pray together pretty much daily. And I thank God. Filled up this morning. This word has touched my heart because it tells me what to do to be saved. When
Amen.
You want someone is asking you about salvation, go to Romans
glory,
chapter
8 glory.
And read it to them. Talk to them Amen. About it. We must confess with our mouth that Jesus
yes.
Christ is the
yes.
Son of God, that
yes.
he rose from the dead, that he sits
yes.
on the right hand of God, and that
hallelujah.
He is our intercessor.
Thank
yes. God today for his risen Son. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you, everybody that listened
God
in.
God bless.
a special shout out to my friend Tracy, who is also a faithful listener. I thank you, Tracy, for listening in. And I pray the blessings of Abraham over you in whatever endeavor God is sending you to. May God watch over you. May God bless you. May he keep his arms surrounding you. I thank God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For all those that listen faithfully, Mother Rita, I love you. Mother Valerie, I look forward to your return. Thank you all. Thank you, my mother, my family. Just thanking all of you for listening in. Those that listen live, those that listen later, those that listen on social media, I thank all of you and may God bless you. It is a wrap, family. Why? Because I got to go to work. Love y'all. Have a great day. Thank you so much, Mr. Shannon. And again, Blog Talk Radio, moving forward, family, we extend our condolences to your family on the loss of your angel baby, on Little Sis, as they call it. We ask God's blessing over you all, over her parents and over her siblings. We thank God for a beautiful home going, because she was beautiful. I will tell everybody that listens, this was the most beautiful baby I've ever seen, because she looked just like what she was, an angel. Sent from God for such a time as this, given 7 months to complete her assignment. Thanking God for her and thanking God for you, Evangelist. Have a blessed day,
thank
family.
You.
What do we say?
It's a wrap.
A wrap. Why? Because we are always willing, ready, available, praying that we pray for all of you. Have a great
day. God bless. What's wrong with my speaker? I can't find the thing to shut it on.